B-Pod Studios.
It's time for you to sound off.
You got a beef with me? What is the hell are you doing?
You got a beef? It's time for you to sound off.
Oh, man, that's irritating.
You don't feel this energy that's going down right now. Number five will always love you.
Your chance to tell Mikey Miss what you're fired up about today. Brought to you by the Minimally Invasive Spine Institute at Rothman Orthopedics. Minimally invasive, maximally effective. RothmanSpine.com. Let's keep going. Sound off.
All right, let's get started with sound off. End of week with a nice sound off. We're going through the weekend nice and clean and clear. 610-771-9705 is the number. Hit that up on Sunday night after the Eagles situation. Let's see what we have today on sound off.
John Middleton, you replaced one of the three stooges. It's the same old, same old. You're the new stooge. Just like when Shemp replaced Curly or Curly replaced Shemp, whatever. We still have the three stooges. You're the new one. I cannot believe you were so stupid as to listen to them freaking used car salesmen.
The three stooges. My man from Shenandoah.
Yeah, just so he knows, Shemp replaced Curly.
Shemp did replace Curly.
Curly had a bad stroke.
Yeah, didn't Curly come back?
Tried to, but it wasn't.
No go?
Never was the same.
And Shemp was replaced by Joe Besser.
Is that how it went?
And then it was Curly Joe?
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Is that?
Right?
I was a big fan of Shemp. I might have been in minority. I didn't think they lost much with Shemp.
No, I like Shemp.
Well, Shemp was somebody's brother. Moe's brother.
Yeah.
It was Moe's brother?
Yes.
In real life, yeah.
Yeah.
I think Shemp brought a lot of substance to the table.
He wasn't bad.
He's like a home run hitter off the bench. He's like Bamboo Brad in a lot of ways.
Here is a legitimate statement from Lenny Dykstra. I will shortly be making a video statement about the Phillies' managerial opening. He is interested in the job, folks. Let the Lenny Dykstra era begin in Philadelphia.
Interested in the job. We played his candidacy speech. We had to bleep it. Apparently went on further than that. He said he was going to come into town and kick ass and take names. But he said it in a more vulgar way. Right?
Yes.
Right.
We
didn't even bother even taking
it. We couldn't even play it.
Right.
It was so vulgar.
You want to cry because you don't like egg? Trust me. I've tried coffee 50 times in my life, and I still hate it. No one discriminates against people more than those who don't drink coffee. I can't tell you how many breakfast meetings I went to in the corporate world where there was nothing available but coffee.
That is more un-American than not liking eggs.
I don't like coffee.
Well, I mean,
I find strange. I find anybody who doesn't drink coffee strange.
I don't know
strange.
How to explain
coffee
either because I told you about the aroma connection to the taste buds. There's nothing better than fresh brewed coffee or freshly ground coffee that's in the bag. I don't understand. That's
Concur.
Like one of life's comforting smells.
It really is.
So therefore, it goes in conjunction with the taste. The egg smells foul. Doesn't have any connection to the taste.
I doubt she'll have the courage to play this on air because it goes against you and the liberal narrative. Where are all these NBA athletes on oppressive China? They're silent for the money. They've got a lot to say when it comes to America, but the world's people, nothing.
That's actually a very good point. Here's the conflict I have. You know, those Americans that were playing for those Chinese teams, they play for those teams because it's a job that they've been offered. So, like, do they have the foresight to not play in China because of their political views or to take the job because they have to live?
See, that's a tough spot. I guess if you get an offer from China and somewhere else, maybe you go somewhere else. But it's hard to tell a guy that's their chosen profession. So they're a little different than James Harden making extra money.
It's not a simple solution, but I don't discount your points, sir.
I don't know why he thought we would be afraid to play it.
We're not afraid to play anything. Come on, we're not. Yeah, come on. I welcome both sides. I have the right to call one side names, but I
I understand the show can run long some days. You get tired, you're really into it. But when you cut
sound off tour. That hurts my feelings. Now, I call violation because I love to listen to the sound off. Can we make this longer than 2 minutes, please? Today was wrong. This is wrong. I demand repercussion.
We only did 2 minutes yesterday? Might have been. We were busy and we ran late.
It was more than 2 minutes, but it wasn't as long as normal. Yeah. But also, we had the anniversary day. We had All-Star
Day. We got jammed up on time yesterday.
Yeah.
Yeah. So we'll make sure it won't happen again.
Na 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 na. Hey hey hey. Goodbye, Gabe. I have exorcised the demons. The Phillies clubhouse is clear.
I don't know if it's cause to celebrate somebody getting fired. You know, you can have an opinion that's the right thing to do, but you don't have to make a song up about it. All right? It's not right.
It's not right.
All right.
I think the Birds easily handled the Vikes in their house, 34-17. They shut down Cousins. Dalvin Cook barely gets 30 yards. And I think the Cowboys lose to the Jets and we reclaim the crown of the NFC East.
But that's exacta.
That would be awesome.
Eagles win. Cowboys lose to the lowly Jets. Yeah, that would be a fun Sunday.
I am not saying that Gabe did not need to go. But someone needs to explain to me how changing the manager is going to make up for the lack of young talent in the system and for their inability to evaluate talent within the system.
It won't, but this new manager may be able to do more with the existing talent than the other guy did. One thing we know is that guy didn't do anything with the talent, right? I hear you about the lack of talent, but a fresh approach and a guy who maybe can do more is at least hope. And that's all we have at this point. Let's close it down.
That's the best of the best today of Sound Off. Brought to you by the Minimally Invasive Spine Institute at Rothman Orthopedics. Minimally invasive, maximally effective. RothmanSpine.com. Got a beef?
I don't like them.
What are they?
Because I don't like
them. Leave it at 610-771-9705. And listen tomorrow at 5:45 to see if your sound off gets on.
Alrighty, that wraps it up. Sound off concludes the week. I like the Eagles. Slight lean to the Eagles. Going to be a close game. They pull it off, and then we'll get to Dallas the following week. Stay tuned. Devon Gibbons will take care of you on the radio side here on TV. NBC Sports Philadelphia has the Daily Line up next for you. Everybody have a great weekend. Talk to you Monday.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Picking five of Carrie Underwood's best music videos was no easy task, but after some debate, we landed on five we believe rise to the top. Did Carrie's 2014 hit Something in the Water make our top five? Find out when you text Carrie to 45911 and scroll through the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Carrie to 45911 to get your eyes on our favorite Carrie Underwood music videos.